have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. Oh, it's almost over. Well, thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live. This is where we like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. And magical engineer Frank and I are going to do that. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about what does your blood say about your personality? We're going to check that out. Kind of a fun little segment. Also, we're going to hit the ground running after that, and we're going to talk about foods as being your medicines and what foods will really pump you up. And also, if we get time, we may touch on some other health news like lung cancer. We'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a quack report, but, you know, we're coming up to this holiday. I know people call it Easter. I call it Resurrection Sunday. And I hope you all have a good Resurrection Sunday out there. And in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a big 20% off sale. It started today. So you go to the website, the discount code's right there on the homepage. I think it's SR2016. And you can use it over the phone, too. But you'll save 20% on orders of $75 or more. So if you've been thinking about doing your organ cleansing or something of that kind, this is a good time to get that done and save 20% at thepowerherbs.com. Or just give them a call at 866-229-3663. You know, get the system cleansed out. Get ready for the summer. You know, just sail through that summer. All right. Well, before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for them, praying for all of you out there. I pray for all of America every day, hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face, because you know what? I enjoy spending time in prayer with the Lord. I really do. It just isn't the same day if I don't get it worked in. So my day is always going to be fabulous. Especially if I get to spend a lot of time in prayer in the morning, you know, after the exercise routine. I also sleep better if I go to sleep reading scripture, the Bible. So I hope you can implement some of those prayer and those times with the Lord, his word, what he expects from all of us. And, you know, pray for righteous leadership in this land because that's what we need. If enough of us say it, you know what? Perhaps it'll be his will to, you know, rescue America. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what's up in the quacker? Let's see. Oh, big surprise. Health insurance premiums rising faster than pay wages. Yeah, health insurance premiums have increased faster than wages and inflation in recent years. Raising, let's see, the average premiums going up 28% from 2009 to 2014, despite the Obamacare thing trying to save us money in healthcare. This is a report from Freedom Partners. They say President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act March 23rd, 2010, and yesterday marked, I believe, the 6th anniversary. So, the first year of Obamacare, after it was enacted, premiums increased 9.4%. So according to the Freedom Partners report, while premiums increased by 28% from 2009 to 2014, wages increased only 7.8%. So 30% increase in premiums, only a 12% increase in pay wage increase. So, yeah, I mean, you do the math, right? That's sort of like some people out there with corporations with a 53%, you know, tax bracket. I'm like, what? How can you operate with that? I don't know. All right, moving along in the quack report. Organic food, more nutritious than genetically modified food. Huge study. I'm like, really? They had to have a study to say that? A study reviewed more than 200 other scientific papers examining the difference between organic and non-organic, especially in the areas of milk and meat products. They found that the organic meat and milk far higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids in comparison to the non-organic contenders. So the human brain largely made up of omega-3 fatty acids, so your organic food is really brain food. And if they analyzed the difference between a couple of products, the researchers examined 170 peer review papers on a host of different animal products, things like cheese and butter and milk, as well as like 67 papers on other things like meats. Unprecedented. I mean, it was hitting you in the face. The results they published in the British Journal of Nutrition, they found that on average, 47% more organic omega fatty acids in the organic foods than the non-organic foods, 56% more omega fatty acids in the organic milk as compared to other products. So organic foods teeming with antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, protein in greater amounts than conventionally grown or GMO foods. Yeah. All right, moving along. Let's see. Oh, here it is, blood test. We're going to talk about your blood in a little bit, but here's a report, a blood test. Now they can take a blood test just from pregnant moms, and determine the medical destiny of the child. Yeah. 1996, Mr. Ming Dennis Low made a discovery he thought would change modern medicine. At the time, nobody was real excited about it, but he discovered what he calls a Trevor Trove of valuable DNA floating freely in the bloodstream. So he had a test. It was a breakthrough that made it possible to take blood from pregnant women, safely screen it, and find out all this information about the unborn child, its genetic condition, the map of its entire genome, and its potential down the road as it matures and ages. So all from a simple blood test, which according to Dr. Lowe, he says it's better to do that than to take amniotic fluid from a pregnant woman, which, you know, runs the risk of a miscarriage. So they'll be able to know if a child is has Down syndrome or other medical conditions just by a simple blood test now. And I'm sure there's some bad sides to that. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, that's beautiful science. You know, it's going to help a lot of people. But on the flip side of that, right, on the flip side of that, if medicine's wrong about something, and let's say a couple decide to abort the child, and then they find out later there's nothing wrong with a child. You know, medicine was wrong about something. Think about those things. That's where my brain goes. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, this is out of Australia. Researchers in Australia found a way to alter, you know, fabric and clothing, so that stains disappear just a few minutes after they're exposed to sunlight. So they call it self-cleaning laundry, right? So what they do is they dip the fabric in this special solution that coats it with this microscopic copper-silver particles. And then when those particles are exposed to sunlight, they come to life and kind of act like bleach, if you will, to get rid of the stain. They're real excited about this product. It doesn't degrade organic matter in a negative way. It gets rid of the bacterial part of organic matter. And researchers say you can still wash the clothes, and the coating still stays on there 15 washes later. So you can still wash your clothes if you really, really want to. But I know a lot of bachelors out there are jumping up and down saying, yeah. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Hey, you know, when I used to work at the hospital, I knew a nurse that I worked with. She never did laundry. Never. She never did laundry. And I asked her once, I said, you know, Leslie, I said, well, what do you do for clothes if you're not washing them? She goes, I just go buy new ones. Okay, so she just wears them one time, and then what do you do with them? Do you throw them away? Do you donate them? They're just in a big pile in the guest bedroom, apparently. I know, it's crazy. All right, let's talk about what your blood says about you. A lot of new research now is revealing more important details about human blood. And in Japan, researchers are finding what they think is a connection between your blood and your personality. So after more than 60 years of research, they are stating that blood has this unique uniqueness to it, like a fingerprint almost. Okay. And according to Canadian naturopath James D. Amato, he says the Japanese see a big connection between biology, genetics, and personality. So today, some European and Asian companies are using blood analysis in like the job hiring process for dating sites, and they're using it in various marketing. Okay, so most everyone's familiar with the book that, you know, promoted eat food according to your blood type. Well, life is supposedly in the blood. That's what the scripture tells us. So it's real important to think about keeping that river of life clean and healthy. So we're going to check it out and find out how we can do that. So what is your blood type? Do you know? Some people don't even know what their blood type is. There are four blood types. There's O, A, AB, and B. And the most common of and the most researched blood type has been done on type A. More research has been done on blood type A than any other type. Now, in Japan, 40 to 74% of the population is blood type A. In the United States, more people are type O, 38%, and 40% are type A. So it's right there. U.S., more people are in that A and O division there. Real close. So blood type O, universal. It's compatible with any blood type, we're told. And a person who has blood type AB positive is the universal recipient and can have any kind of blood type if they needed a transfusion. Well, what do the statistics tell us? Well, we're told that by the National Blood Data Resource Center, we're told that half of the blood transfusions for whole blood, that means your red blood cells and the platelets and all that stuff, are for people over the age of 69 years of age. And the demand for blood transfusions, we're told, is increasing. So in the United States, on any day of the year, the average number of blood units used is around 38,000 units. Wow, of blood. That's a lot of blood. Well, let's see what your personality profile is with your blood type. Based on research by Dr. James D. Amato and Peter D. Amato, they connect a blood type and personality type as follows. They say type A, people with type A have the characteristic of being cooperative and sensitive and clever and passionate and being, on average, pretty bright. They will also put others first and sacrifice their own emotions until pressure and tension create, you know, that safety valve on emotions, and they kind of just explode. So they often deal with anxiety because of that, and they are influenced by their surroundings like space and color. They are, you know, people tend to be influenced by your surroundings, you know. If you have a bright, cheerful room, your mood is lifted. Most restaurants will have a lot of red in it because you eat more food when you see red. So people are influenced by space and color. Type A's are also, they tend to be up on the latest trends. They sometimes don't sleep well, but they will make good leaders, but they tend to struggle with stressful situations. They report that in Japan, the type A blood type people gravitate to research jobs, and they tend to be perfectionists. And it said that the type A blood types in Japan were the ones that perfected the electronic industry after World War II. So they tend to have good immune systems, and they have low stomach acid from birth, and that tends to bother them later in life with acid reflux conditions. Now, common career choices for type A's, we're told, are accountant, economist, writer, or computer programmer. All right, moving on to the type B. These tend to be very balanced, goal-oriented individuals. They are thoughtful, like type A's, but they're ambitious, like type O's. They are very charming and empathetic and are less likely to challenge or to confront someone. They are very flexible, and usually they have lots of friends. They are, you know, good at reading people's character, but they're also somewhat impulsive, and they like to forge their own trail, so to speak. They are very strong and optimistic, and they have strong immune systems, but they are somewhat weak against viral infections. They also struggle with regulating their blood sugars, especially if they're eating too much sugar or carbohydrates. And type B's often gravitate toward careers in the military, maybe a talk show host, journalist, hairdresser, cook, those kind of things. All right, now type AB, I don't know if that's you, but if you are, Supposedly you are quite shy but charming, and you're those popular people everybody wants to hang out with. So they type ABs can be outgoing, but they tend to flip-flop between hesitant and being confident. They will pick the hills they want to die on, and they don't get upset over the little stuff, the small things. They sometimes come off as a bit flaky, and excitement seems to linger around them, so there's never a dull moment, so to speak. They don't like to be stressed, and they don't handle it very well. So, and when that happens, it lowers their immune systems, and they like to break out of the mold and be different. So they like to think outside the box, and they don't like labels. And so common career choices tend to be for type AB are bartender, lawyer, teacher, sales rep, or social worker. I don't know if you agree with these picks, but, you know, I'm just reporting on it. All right, what about type O? I'm a type O. That's what my mama told me. That's what she told me. Well, type O's, they're very physical or athletic. They like to stay busy. They tend to handle stress very well, and they make good leaders. It is said that they're kind of the loners. They're fine to be alone with themselves, and they say it's lonely at the top, so type O's find that just fine. They tend to be loners, and they tend to be very intuitive. They are focused, self-reliant. They like to take calculated risks. They make excellent entrepreneurs. And they have strong immune systems and well-developed physiques due to their active lifestyle. Now, they tend to have sluggish blood flow, and they have to maintain regular vigorous exercise each day to compensate. So type O's are typically self-confident and creative. They tend to have vision, and most are organized and a bit stubborn. However, they also like to help people reach their goals. And statistics show that type O's find careers in banking, politics, gambling, the ministry, and pro athletics. Well, I just think, you know, whatever personality you are, right, whatever blood type you are, you know, just be the best at it is what I say. And we're going to show you how you can really clean up the blood. All righty. Right. So let's talk about, how do you keep clean, and healthy blood? Well, blood research is very interesting. I'll admit that. However, let's not turn it into, a horoscope, right? So it is important that we keep the blood as clean and debris free as possible. So the blood is really not just fluids. It contains tissue as well. Actually, a blood transfusion is really an organ transplant. It's like an organ transfusion. So blood that is weighed down with sugar actually begins to hurt your major organs. So diabetics find that their largest organ of the body, their skin, has difficulty healing sores when their blood is full of dead tissue and sugar. So I call it dirty blood when it's like that, and it makes it really hard to feed the cells, oxygenate the cells, give the cell mitochondria all the fuel it needs. So it's one of those things. Well, let's talk about how we can, you know, just sweep the blood, clean it up, right? I mean, it's spring. Everybody likes to do spring cleaning. Why not clean the blood system as well, right? So one of the simplest ways to reduce the risk of disease is really prevention. And if we get into trouble, then the next easiest thing we can do is cleanse the organs, including the blood. And that way we lift the cellular strain or stress off the body so it can balance and heal itself. So people are kind of amazed at the power that they have when they use the right herbal tools to cleanse the system. And then they change their lifestyle and they don't recongest the system, you know, after that. So it's a conscious effort. And you know, effort has rewards. Okay. So people, when they do their cleansing, they reduce the risk of major illnesses significantly. So cleansing and nourishing the body is real important. It's easy. It's not that expensive. And everyone can do it at least twice a year, right, as a maintenance thing. So if you'd like to learn how you can cleanse the body with some certified organic herbs, with some complete instructions, and with the product support, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the certified organic organ cleansing products and the ones even to help protect your blood system and your major organs. So you can call to order or ask for a free product catalog, and you'll get one in the mail. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or just visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I know. We just make life so complicated, right? When a lot of times all we need is, some medicinal herbs and just a tweak in the lifestyle, and we can sidestep a big landmine of problems. Big, 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 big. And since they have their Resurrection Sunday special going on in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, well, then you can save 20% on orders over, I think, $70. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Ask about the special and, get the blood sweeped, cleaned out. Get all clean for the summer. You'll have more energy. It's just amazing. I was talking to a lady this week. She called earlier in the month of March and said, her husband had this cough he couldn't get rid of. He'd had it a long time. I want to say 3 months, I think she said. So he had gone to the doctors. He had done all this stuff. He practically did everything, standing on his head. And I'm like, what herbs have you used? And they hadn't used any. So, there are some herbs. If you got the, spasm and coughing, you can use thyme tincture, and that'll just calm down the nerve endings of that cough mechanism so you can rest, right? And then you want to just decongest and sweep the system of the pathogen, and there's herbs to do that, and it's not that hard. And so once he got those things rolling, she called back to say, he's not coughing at night. He's doing a whole lot better. His energy's picked up. So the body does respond to organic foods, organic medicinal nutrition. It's amazing. And people just have forgotten all this stuff. It's just been forgotten. So I personally like the herbs because, low risk of side effects. There's like zero risk of side effects. That's why herbalists don't have to have, any kind of insurance, malpractice insurance. Chiropractors have to have some, but it's not as bad as your MDs. And that's because, when's the last time you heard of death certificate say death by herb? Yeah. So thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. That's how it works. You get empowered. You become independent of having to take all that other stuff. So, and the best thing about herbs is you don't have to keep taking them forever either. You just use them when you need them occasionally. Hopefully you're cleaning up that lifestyle. Yeah. Thepowerherbs.com. I got to take a break. We're going to talk about foods as medicine on the other side. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back. make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Here on Herb Talk. Thanks, Frank, for the walk down memory lane there. That's awesome. A little mellow stuff, you know. I like it bouncy, but sometimes mellow's nice. I like that. Okay, we're going to talk about foods and medicines here. Going to power you up, put the tools in your hands. You know, 400 BC, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. So at the time, there wasn't any government authority to separate or mandate what sources were foods and what were supposedly outlawed medicinals. Let's put it that way. Resources state that a drug is a chemical substance that alters, blocks, mimics chemical reactions in the body, causes an altered process in the body. Well, if you accept that definition of what a drug is there, then sugar, caffeine, chocolate, they're all drugs. Water is a drug, you know, prevents you from dehydration. It must be a drug. Well, so the average person doesn't look at the common foods, the common herbs and spices as drugs. And the term drug to them refers to prescription or illegal substances. Now, the legal authorities want to regulate all these substances that influence your metabolism or cell structure or your DNA. Therefore, anything that you consume that would, you know, diagnose, prevent, or treat an illness would fall under the category of a drug. However, this would include regular foods. Like I said, water prevents, you know, dehydration. Food prevents starvation and death. So there you go. So there are plans to regulate more products in the marketplace. So I'm going to take a quick look and see what those are. All right. So the old saying that if you don't have your health, you don't have everything. So true. But it's all about to become even more evident. We're becoming accustomed to leaning on the medical field for good health when it's largely up to us as individuals to secure our health. So how will we be able to do that if stricter regulations are enforced on consumer items? You know, that's a big question. Could this be, you know, the main reason for, you know, altering the food structure, look, with the GMOs and prohibiting private gardens? Think about these things. So cutting off liberty to nutrition and to clean fluids, beverages, really is one of the fastest way of controlling health and wealth, isn't it? Well, let's look at some recipes for repair. There are millions of people who have abandoned the advice of their medical physicians and embarked on a recovery process of their own using organic foods, raw foods, and getting rid of the junk foods. So when the diet reverts to the basics and gets rid of the processed oils and fats and the bleached flour and the sugar, well, the individual gains more control over their health. So when consuming whole foods, they experience positive results. And most chronic illnesses will respond to lifestyle change because it reduces inflammation. It reduces the toxicity and the chemicals that create an environment for a disease. And so when you get rid of all that, then you create an environment for repair. So the tighter regulations that we may see over foods will help to promote, I don't think a safer food market, in my opinion, but, and you may even see more world hunger, actually. So according to foodaid.org, the U.S. has said it will join efforts with private and government agencies all over the globe to help coordinate with what is being called food security. So agencies are prohibited from using the word hunger or starvation anymore. It's called food security. So the government has a what is called a nutrition strategy in mind, which involves technical support, major investments, and agricultural sectors to gain control over food production and distribution. So you see how they're going to do that? They're going to take more control over that, all under the disguise of food security or preventing hunger and starvation. I don't know. Do you feel secure with that, with government taking over that area? You know? So often when, you know, governments get involved, the end result is much different than what's promoted. So we will hear reports that it will take time and that the results won't happen overnight. And all this while we may be seeing, you know, disruptions in the food chains, you know. So the U.S. has factored in a very robust plan to stop world hunger through the Food for Peace Project, which will export foodstuffs wherever it thinks it needs it the most. So for the U.S. sector, they have programs called emergency food security programs. And what qualifies as an emergency would be something like a natural disaster or a refugee situation. So you can imagine them taking over the food production and distribution to feed refugees. What do you think of that? Well, you may not see it on your store shelf, you know, if that's the case. So without an emergency situation, it will not prompt the program to assist, we're told. So any assistance given has an expiration date of about 6 months, we're also told. Any extensions in time need to be submitted to the Technical Evaluation Committee. Oh, yay, a committee. So the program has been authorized under the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961. But I think what we're going to engage in is a catch-22 of sorts. So you may have recently heard that the FDA is briefly accepting public feedback, or did last year in 2015, regarding their new regulations on homeopathic products. Science is saying homeopathic products are nothing more than a placebo and are not effective against illness. Politicians on Capitol Hill say that homeopathic products are drugs and need to be reviewed like drugs, be regulated like drugs by the FDA. So the only problem is that science has already declared homeopathics don't work. They're as worthless as a placebo. They have no medicinal advantages. Therefore, how can the FDA make placebos fall under their drug compliance standards when there's no plausible benefit? So the FDA is in a situation where, you know, they want to control the homeopathic market, but they've already kind of, you know, spent their wad, if you will, on that. So people have a lot of choices. So while the FDA wrestles with how to face that blunder with the homeopathic market, we see that there's this survey on the popularity of whole foods. So more people who have the means are purchasing and voting for, they're voting by their wallet, with their wallet. They're purchasing whole foods, organic foods, heirloom grown foods. So I was at Earth Fair the other day, and they had organic navel oranges, and then they had heirloom oranges right next to them. And the heirloom were 50 cents a pound less. So I'm like, yes, let's get some heirloom. And they were spot on great. They were just so full of flavor. I mean, you know, knocked you over the feather. It's great. So what consumers are saying is if they can afford to buy organic, they will. However, with the organic sector growing, the prices are becoming more competitive than with the conventional grown market. I don't know if you've seen some of those prices are kind of flip-flopping, which means that organics are now mainstream. That's what it is. And anyone who has an organic product has had to educate the consumer that, you know, it's a better product, better nutrition, and therefore, you know, the educational process is working. It appears that some market experts say 54% of the food items sold by, let's say, Walmart are not in organic market stores. Organic stores kind of shy away from those products that you find in Walmart and the big stores. They don't want anything containing MSG, you know, GM, high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils and fats. So this means 97% of the soft drinks that you produce are eliminated right there in organic markets that sell only organic stuff. People are flocking back to, you know, the stuff that they made back in the 50s. So consumers are able to trust the labeling at organic stores, and although they still read ingredient labels, they are spending less time reading them because it's an organic store and the ingredient list is shorter. So the average grocery store chain stocks over 40,000 items, and organic markets are more selective. They stock around 20,000 items. So while the major grocery store chains, including Walmart and Target and some of your big grocery chains, they say let the consumer decide what they want. Well, according to government affairs for Whole Food Markets, they say organic products offer an alternative to consumers who seek to protect the wellness of their environment, their families, and themselves. More consumers are trying organic products to satisfy their lifestyle needs. Oh, yeah. So it's a whole food choice out there. So when it comes to even your supplements, consumers are beginning to get savvy. They're starting to say, well, wait a minute now. Okay, so I want my food to be organic. Now, what's in the supplement now? Is that organic? They're starting to say that. They're starting to say, wait a minute. And when they pick up a product and they read it and it sounds like a bunch of chemicals, they're like, how do I know, you know, what this was derived from? This could be a petrochemical, for crying out loud. And most likely it is. So when you read a label that has whole foods in it, it is easy to read and it's easy to understand. Right? So if something has beetroot in it, you're going to pick it up. If it says beetroot, you're going to see it, beetroot. You're not going to see ferrous sulfate. You're going to see beetroot because it has real iron in it. Okay? So forget the petrochemical versions or the nutraceuticals, which is a combination of somewhat natural, mostly synthetic. So as more consumers become educated, especially in this sector, they are going to see the nutraceuticals going to struggle because people are going to identify them as just another pharmaceutical type of vitamin full of synthetic ingredients with maybe a few botanical ingredients mixed in. So the FDA thinks that organics and synthetics are the same, but they're not. According to academia.edu, their research found that natural vitamin A found in foods like carrots or sweet potatoes or even mangoes, not harmful to pregnant women. However, the synthetic version of vitamin A offers an increased risk of birth defects like cleft lip, cleft palate, heart malformations, and nervous system damage. But you don't get that in your whole foods. So synthetic folic acid, like your vitamin B, has been shown to produce acute toxicity in animals. Compared to the synthetic vitamins, natural whole foods or your whole food supplements that do have the vitamins, the minerals, and other nutrients that work together in the whole plant are in there. And they get absorbed by the body three times faster and are utilized by the liver. Let's read this little quote here by Robert Hart. He's a biochemist. Works for Applied Environmental Nutritional Technologies. He says, synthetic vitamins are super processed. They are manufactured at high temperatures and contain artificial or toxic ingredients like dyes, preservatives, coal tars, sugars, starch, and a myriad of additives similar to paint and plastics. End of quote. Well, he should know, working for that industry. Wow. You didn't know your one a day had all that. Well, most supplements on the market, 97%, are synthetic. And they were invented by scientists and are prone to producing side effects just like prescription medications. They lack the complete nutrition to strengthen your body to overcome an illness. So chemists know that isolated synthetic chemicals do not work the same as whole foods inside your body. So whole foods have a balance of nutrition to help all the vitamins and all the minerals, the antioxidants, the amino acids, the proteins. They work synergistically. So foods do not produce toxic side effects. And it is really a faulty assumption that synthetic vitamins in high doses are more nutritious and will secure your health than foods will. Whole food supplements can assist with the short-term need and are not meant to replace the foods in your diet, right? So if you're using some whole food supplements, you don't have to take them every day if you don't want to or don't need to. All right, Dr. Hart goes on to say, most over-the-counter vitamin supplements like your One-A-Day, your Centrum, your Kirkland, and many other mainstream brands are synthetic, meaning they are made in a laboratory from isolated chemicals that mirror their counterparts found in nature, but are not from real food. Natural vitamin and mineral supplements are derived from real food sources, like vegetables, fruits, seaweed, marine algae, and herbs, end of quote. So the moral here is, demand whole food supplements if you're going to demand real good whole food foods on your dinner table. So Dr. Hart is often asked, what's the difference between the whole food supplements and the synthetic version? And he says, the synthetic version is an isolated vitamin where the other nutrients found in food are removed, such as antioxidants and the phytochemicals which help the body use the vitamin source. So the whole food supplement also retains their enzymes, which help the body utilize the nutrition properly. Lastly, whole food supplements do not contain many of the harmful additives the synthetic supplements have. So Dr. Hart also acknowledges that the heat is a factor when manufacturing supplements, and low or no heat is required to preserve nutrition. So I prefer to go with the master inventor of our nutrition. That would be God, the master chemist there. His organic foods, his spices, his herbs are exactly what the body is designed to use and need. So when you're shopping for your supplements, make sure they are made with whole food organic ingredients and are plain to read boldly on the package. You know, people pick up stuff and they call me up and they'll ask me, and I'm like, well, does it say organic? And they go, well, I don't know. And they'll pick up the bottle and they'll look all over the label trying to find any indication that this is a whole food item, it's organic, and they typically can't find it. They just read me a bunch of chemical names. I'm like, you know, that's a bunch of synthetic stuff right there. That's petrochemicals you're putting in your body. You're actually not fortifying, you're depleting when you do that. Hope you know. Well, let's just cut to the chase. If you're looking for some straight-up certified organic whole food supplements, you need to check out the powerherbs.com website. Ask for a catalog. Flip through that thing. Most people get one and then call up with a bunch of questions, right? So it's a good place to start. Do your homework. Al, we invite you to do that, you know? If you want to download the 9-question list, it's on the About Us page at thepowerherbs.com. And this kind of gives you inside information into the supplement industry as far as quality of product and result. So it can help you in your selection process when you're out there shopping. So that's a free download. You can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call if you want a catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is there for you to look through at thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, you got the big Resurrection Sunday celebration going on now through Monday the 28th. So you can save 20% on orders of $70 or more now through the 28th. So check that out. All right, we're going to got a few minutes, just a few, and we're going to talk about real quick one of my favorite herbs for that blood cleansing we were touching in on the first part of the show, how to get healthy, clean blood. One of the herbs that you'll find, especially in the blood cleanser that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, is red clover. And red clover is one of those beautiful herbs. Well, most people just spray it with Roundup. Let's just face it. It's in the yard. It's clover. It attracts those little sweat bees. I spray that. And they get rid of it. But red clover is just a beautiful herb. It has it's one of the oldest agricultural crops. It has a really long track record of treating all kinds of conditions, but it is an excellent herb. The Greeks, the Romans, the Celts, they all used red clover for a variety of problems. The Chinese even have it in their herbal expectorants, but Russian folk medicine mentions red clover. They like it to treat asthma, but it is just one of those great herbs that sweeps the blood system, okay? I love to use it in the blood cleanser that we have at thepowerherbs.com. And the ancients actually knew a lot about herbs, but they probably didn't understand the science behind the herb, why it works so well. They just knew it worked. There are a lot of studies on red clover. There was a report that was published in the Journal of Natural Products. Jonathan Hartwell conducted the research, and they were amazed to discover how red clover was used in 33 different cultures for things like cancer. And they reported it had four anti-tumor compounds in red clover. That's what they found. And two phytoestrogen compounds as well. So if you have an estrogen-based cancer, not a good idea to use red clover, okay? So it could aggravate your cancer there. But it just has these wonderful compounds to sweep the blood. And the reason we put it in the blood cleanser formula, it does help sweep the blood of cancer cells, okay? And then, of course, we like to pair up a lot of these herbs for stubborn conditions. Like I would use, if I had cancer, it was stubborn, I would use the blood cleanser with the red clover. I would use the dandelion root, and I'd use chaparral. I probably loaded up on that, and because I have a better shot at my body killing, get rid of the cancer than I do the chemo killing me. So I go that route. That's just me, though. One of the other benefits of red clover that it helps the fibrinogen in the blood, like red hawthorn does, hawthorn berries. So if you have the thrombosis problems, you might want to check out hawthorn and red clover and see what you can do there. So what we use red clover for also helps with moving any mucus out of the body. It cleanses the blood of mucus and dead cells. So women also find that they have improved uterine flow and menstrual flow. So with red clover. So lucky red clover. You know, we just had St. Patrick's Day, but very, very beneficial herb. I wouldn't spray it with Roundup, you know. It's just one of those great. Now, if you're going to harvest it, if you have some in your yard, if you want to harvest it, you want to harvest it in September when that bloom turns that bright purplish red. That's the time to pick it, okay? So if you're going to capture some beautiful red clover for cleansing blood and so forth, do that in September, and then, you know, lay it out to dry, and then you can store it up, and it'll be good for about 5 years, roughly, in an environmentally controlled area. So use it before that if you can, okay, because you want to tap into those nutrients as soon as you can. I'm out of time, but I hope you have a great Resurrection Sunday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Hey.